Thank you to everyone who made the effort to be here. So since Chodesh Shvat is soon upon us, we're going to continue the laws of brachot for fruits and vegetables and shackles, going into all sorts of delicious and fruity details. So start off with a fun question. What's the first mitzvah that was ever given to mankind? Close. Very close. This week's Parsha Rosh Chodesh is the first mitzvah to go even to the Jewish people, but not to mankind. What? To mankind. As I said, it was a tricky question. Yeah. Purvu, first mitzvah given to the Jewish people, but not necessarily, and that's one of the first mitzvahs.
To maintain the land.
Close. So according, it obviously all depends how you interpret it, but the Torah tells us, Umikola eitz achol tochel. The first mitzvah in the Torah is to eat fruit. Second mitzvah is don't eat that specific fruit. So we see that Hashem wants us to eat and enjoy His beautiful world. He loves us, and that's why He gives these delicious, beautiful-looking fruits as an expression of that love. And one of the ways that we connect to that is through the laws of blessings. Now we know that there are different blessings based on vegetables and fruits. What's the basic difference between vegetables and fruits? A vegetable represents simplicity. A vegetable grows very simply, and it's a quick process, and maybe its taste is a little bit less rich and less complex. A fruit, on the other hand, takes a longer time to grow, and it's a longer process, and that's why man is compared to a tree which sprouts fruits, because we're complex too. And just like your man was talking about, there's the laws of Orla. You don't just take the fruit, you have to wait and sanctify it to God. Similarly, mankind, you have to wait, and he doesn't just come out, pop out, and he's a human being. We have to sanctify him to God. So there are many similarities between fruits and men. In any case, halachically speaking, a fruit is something where there's a trunk which does not need to be regrown. It doesn't go bad. Every year, halakhically speaking. There are a few fruits that it's unclear exactly if it's a fruit or a vegetable. Like, for example, a banana, an ananas, a pineapple, papaya. And there's a machlokus about these, whether they're vegetables or fruits. Lamaisa, we paskin generally like the opinion that they are an adama. Although, if you made an etch by mistake, you'd probably be okay. But lamaisa, we consider them Adama, it has to do with how the trunk grows and details like that. In any case, lamaisa, it's an Adama. And of course, if you say an Adama on a fruit, do you have to make a new bracha? You do not. Why is that? Why is it that you don't have to make? Because every tree really comes from the ground. So technically, even though you should say the correct bracha, if you said an Adama on an eighth, you would not have to. If you said an Adama on your orange, you would not make a new blessing. But if I said an eighth on my potato, would I have to make a new blessing? Yes, because that would not be true. A potato is not a fruit. Now, what gets a shahakol? A shahakol is anything that's not a fruit, not on the ground, like, you know, eggs, meat, coffee, tea, things that are, they've lost their tzura of fruits. And of course, we also know shakel can cover anything bidi eved, but if you're not sure what the bracha of something is, can you just say a shakel? What's the halacha? No. You ask your rabbi, you look into the sefer, and you figure out what the bracha is. If you're desperate, can you say a shakel? But in general, we should find out what the specific bracha is for every specific thing. Now, what about a shell of a fruit? What bracha is that? If I'm eating, I don't know, chocolate-covered orange peel, do I say an eitz because it's like a fruit, or is it a shakel? What? It's definitely secondary, but you're eating it. You're not eating the orange with the. You're eating a separate chocolate-covered shell on its own. It's the main thing. So what bracha would you say, an eitz or a shakel? It's a tough question. So the answer is it's a shakel. It's not considered the fruit. So if you're eating chocolate-covered things, it's klipos. Don't get the eitz bracha. Seeds, on the other hand, if they're the main product of the fruit, if they're made for the seeds, then it would get an adama, let's say, on watermelon seeds, or an eitz if it's a fruit type of seed, if that's the main reason you're eating it. few more interesting situations. What about a hydroponic vegetable that's grown in water? Is that an adama or is that a shakal?
Shakal.
So I see your confusion is correct because it's machokas. Some rabbis say it's an adama, some rabbis say a shakal. Lamaisa. Many say if you know it's hydroponic, you would say a shakal. If you're not sure if it's hydroponic, you would say an adama because you're not sure. And many rabbis do say an adama. Another interesting situation, the vatim or sprouts. What's the bracha on sprouts? And I'm going, many of these are machloketim. I'm giving the pesach of Rav Melamed. He says sprouts are a shakal. They're not grown, as are mushrooms. They're not grown in the regular way of vegetables. And we'll end off in a sweet way. What about smoothies? Cut fruits are clearly an eight. But what about if you can't see the fruits anymore?
Shakal.
If you can no longer see the eights, if it's like a smoothie or an applesauce type of thing where it's mamish, you can't see the fruits anymore, and that would be a shakal since it's lost the tzura. Let's have a delicious, wonderful day of learning Torah and appreciating Hashem's blessings.